Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to all of you this morning. We begin our worship with our opening hymn, number 700, Love Divine, All Love Excelling.
O God, the strength of all who trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing, grant us your grace to keep your commandments, that we may please you in both will and deed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Trinity is written in Genesis chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading this morning is written in 1 John chapter 4. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Said, There is a rich man who is clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. At his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this all this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of the day, number 798, The God of Abraham Prays.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus tells the disturbing parable of an unnamed rich man and a very, very poor man named Lazarus. One had everything, but he did not have faith. And instead, he looked for comfort and security in his wealth and possessions. The other had nothing. He was sick and he was poor. But Lazarus had faith. That means he believed and he trusted in the promises of God. And that's where he found comfort. So one had everything but faith, and the other had nothing but faith. And faith made all the difference in the world. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. We are all approaching our final confirmation, because at death, we will be permanently confirmed as either a resident of hell or a resident of heaven. Those of us with faith will be carried by angels to reside with Abraham and all the other saints in the presence of God. Those who do not have faith in Jesus Christ will be buried, and they will be permanently confirmed in their sins, and they will suffer eternal punishment for their sins. That's reality. Don't downplay it. Don't ignore it. Jesus himself, the Word of God incarnate, set these realities in stone. Hell and damnation. Everlasting fire and torment. No conversion after death. When the rich man in hell asks for relief, Abraham points out the impossibility of it. But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." That's heavy, isn't it? The rich man has another request. Now that he finally recognizes the truth, now he wants someone to go preach to his five brothers. "Abraham, send Lazarus back from the dead to preach to my brothers, lest they end up in this place of torment." The rich man wants to send a message from beyond the grave to his brothers. But that is not going to happen. But what if he could? What if he could go back and preach to his brothers? What would he say? "You must listen to me. I was wrong. Very wrong. There is far more to living than your career and your comfort and what others think of you. Don't just live for today. I promise you, one day you will surely die. And all of the selfish comforts that you had in life, they will not give you 1 ounce, 1 drop of water of comfort in hell. The word of God is true. Moses and the prophets, it's all true. Study and hear the scriptures like your life depends on it. Cling to the promises of God. God offers you forgiveness, and he gives eternal rest for all his faithful people. I know it. I have seen it. God loves you more than you can fathom. Don't throw God's grace and mercy back in his face like I did. That rich man was not able to send that message to his brothers. He can't go back. He can't. But you're here right now. And God made sure that you would hear the rich man's message today. For you, there is still time. In a way, the rich man's behavior towards Lazarus and in his life is not terribly surprising. He was not a believer, so he didn't live like a believer. He lived his life like it was all that he had. What is surprising is when believers adopt some of those same behaviors. When a believer makes the things of this world a higher priority than the things of God. What would the rich man say to you about your opportunities to hear the word of God and study it? You are surrounded by Bibles. Are you making sure to study the word of God? And your congregation offers Bible studies and Sunday school every week. What a great opportunity you have. How precious it is to hear the gospel and to be called to repentance while there is still time. I ignored opportunities like that in my life. Don't do what I did. And if he could go back, if he did have a second chance, what would the rich man say to the believer, sick and poor, laid at his gate? He would comfort him with the truth. Son, you have faith, so really, you have everything. Take heart. Your life is not about your current sickness, but your eternal salvation. One day, you will be resurrected in a glorified body, never to die again. This world and its pain and its sickness and its disease and its dying, it's all passing away. God is preparing for you a new heaven and a new earth, and there will be no more sadness. There will be no more pain. There will be no more death. When we hear the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, we see Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, the heir of all creation. He had no needs. He already had everything. But because he loved you, and out of obedience to his Father, he left all that behind And he came to earth, and he was as lowly as Lazarus. He became a flesh and blood man, and he lived a life of service and sacrifice so that you could be saved. And he took into his body all of the sin of the world, all of its sickness, all of its death. And he carried all of that onto the cross. And he died a shameful beggar's death like a common criminal because he loved you. That is how he gave you his inheritance. That is how he welcomes you into his kingdom, which has no end. He became poor so that you could become rich. And he became sick so that you could be healed. And he died so that you could live. And he did this for you out of pure grace and mercy, not because you deserved it. Because there is no such thing as earned forgiveness. It's always a free gift. That's how forgiveness works. Jesus loves you, and he died for you while you were still lost in your sins. And he loves you now, today, this moment, and he calls you to repentance, and he continues to forgive your sins. The parable of Lazarus and the rich man, it is not about two men getting what they deserve. Only the rich man rejected God in order to get what he deserved. Lazarus, on the other hand, he was saved by grace through faith, which of course is the only way that anyone is saved. Lazarus did not get what he deserved. He was a sinner too. Instead, Lazarus received what Jesus earned for him at the cross. And you too are rescued from getting what you deserve. Jesus took the punishment that we all deserved, and he offered himself on that cross in our place. His death and resurrection is what makes salvation available to all of us. You have been freed from your sins and freed from the punishment that they earned. And you have been given salvation and freedom from those sins and eternal life. So now when you face death, you don't face it with dread. You have the sure hope and knowledge that the portal, death is but a portal to the presence of God, into the presence of Abraham and all the saints, and the face of God, and a peaceful rest. And since we are freed from sin, and we are freed from the fear of death, we are also free to live by godly priorities in this life. We don't have to try and grasp the priorities and the possessions and all the things that the world says is important. Those material things, God gives them to us as his good gifts, but they're not supposed to be our gods. We can put those things into the service of our neighbors. We see all those things in light of the gospel. And we know that every good gift comes down from the Heavenly Father. We don't cling to the things of this world, and we don't put our hope in those things. Our treasure is in heaven. The rich man, he did not come back from the dead. But Jesus did. One day, you will close your eyes here on this world, and when you open them, you will be in heaven. So live for that day. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving Father, you have kept your promise to Abraham and brought forth the offspring in whom all nations are blessed and counted righteousness, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to all people saving faith in this promised Savior and work in them the love that flows from your love alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give boldness and diligence to all ministers of your church, that they may proclaim the faith once delivered to the saints. Be with all vacant congregations and pastors considering calls. Send forth laborers into your harvest and sustain those you have sent. Be with those who work this weekend to prepare for our Synod's Convention. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord God, since we cannot love you, whom we have not seen, while we hate our brother, whom we have seen, drive all prejudice and hatred from our hearts with your abiding love in Christ, that we may truly show love for you by loving one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Lord, help our hearts to fear you rightly and to hope in your steadfast love. Hold your eye upon us and deliver us from death. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of love, perfect us in your love, that we may not fear your condemnation, but have confidence in Christ for the day of judgment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Righteous Lord, keep us mindful of the poor who lie suffering at our gates, that we may use our many rich and sumptuous blessings from your hand to feed their hunger and to ease their burdens in this world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, be gracious to those in need, including Jenny, Marv, Jan, Mary Jane, and James. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, give repentance and faith to all who come to you, to your altar this day. Grant that we would not become seeking sumptuous earthly food, but instead discern your body, your holy body, and your precious blood for the forgiveness of sins, and receive it in the unity of a true confession. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we implore you to rule and govern our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may not, like the rich man, hear your word in vain and become so devoted to things temporal that we forget things eternal. Grant that we may serve those who are in need readily and according to our ability, not defiling ourselves with carousing or pride. In trial and misfortune, keep us from despair, and let us trust in your fatherly help and grace, that in faith and in Christian patience, we may overcome all things through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away